Artist Gregory Crutzen will discuss the making of his most recent body of work, Cathedral of the Pines, in a conversation at the Mahawi Theater on August 15th at 7 o'clock. He'll be in conversation with acclaimed author Rick Moody, known for The Ice Storm, Hotels of North America, and Garden State. The evening will include the first ever projected slideshow presentation of Cathedral of the Pines in its entirety, set to Yola Tango's Night Falls on Hoboken, remixed specially for the event by Grammy-winning producer and engineer Drew Brown. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Gregory Crutzen back to the program and Rick Moody to the show as well. Thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you both here.
Thanks.
Our pleasure.
All right, Gregory, let us begin with you of how this particular event came about.
Well, there was some discussion for some time about doing a public talk in my hometown, Great Barrington. I've always been resistant, but at a certain point, there was this new body of work that was produced after 5 years in the making. And I knew that if we were going to do it at the Mahawi Theater, which is a movie theater I absolutely love and have long associations with, went to see movies there as a child, to do it as a conversation. I couldn't think of anyone more appropriate than Rick Moody, who's an old friend, and I'm a great admirer of his work.
How did the two of you meet?
I had a friend who was a big fan of Greg's work in the 90s when he was sort of shooting sort of diorama-style shots at that time, and actually had a... I didn't even really know what the photo was at first. It was the seagull one, you know? I had a photocopy up over my desk. And then this friend of mine said, you got to meet this guy who took that photograph. And so I met him in the 90s, and we've been friends ever since.
So for you, in a conversation event, what would you like to get out of the evening?
I mean, Greg's an incredibly astute and informed discourser on his own work. And so all I have to do is kind of touch gently and very interesting formulations about how these photographs came to be will issue forth. So I'm actually in a really easy position because we've talked in public before, we can do it, we're friends, and there's a lot going on in this work, so it'll be easy to get the conversation in motion.
There is a lot going on in this work, and we have discussed it in the past, Gregory, but I think for people, just a general, you mentioned that this is a body of work that was in the making for 5 years, a little bit of what you wanted to accomplish.
Well, firstly, I should also say that, like, I feel that we're aligned by the fact that we're both storytellers and that we both are, I think, of a similar age and gone through similar experiences, both good and bad. And I feel like there's a lot of common ground there for both of us to draw on. And I also think it's important to note that Rick wrote the essay for the Twilight book, which was the first substantial text I think ever written on me, and it was a great privilege. So we have, a long and deep history. And also we teach together at Yale. So we have a lot of cross connections.
When it comes to this particular work, Cathedral of the Pines, what brought you to it? What made you want to make it and make it here?
Well, I've always made pictures in and around the area. Cathedral of the Pines came out of the fact that I moved out of New York after a difficult divorce and moved into a church and was inspired to make a group of pictures in Beckett for various reasons, which we'll talk about, I would imagine, in our public talk. And I think in many ways they're like, you know, they continue to be formed by cinematic production and using light and color to tell a story, but they're also like my most personal and most intimate pictures. And as I mentioned earlier, it took a long time to produce those pictures. So I feel really happy to have the pictures out in the world, and it's going to be a very moving experience to talk about them publicly in my hometown.
Have you figured out what it is about this work that took you so long?
Well, one is, I think, you know, the act of making art doesn't get any easier, does it, Rick? I mean, it's always painful and there's always obstacles. I had like a lot of logistical issues I had to deal with just in terms of moving and relocating and recentering. And then I had to figure out a way of making pictures that reflected all that. And I guess in a certain way, it was like the equivalent to writer's block in some ways. I didn't make a picture for a few years. I don't know, have you ever experienced anything like that?
Sure. I mean, I think there are moments in life when one comes through, as both of us have done recently, particularly trying circumstances where you probably have to reimagine what the creative process is somehow. You have to come at the process from a completely different point of origin. And even if this body of work for you is recognizably photographs by Gregory Crudson, there's something distinctive about it. And I think that's probably recognition of the long way around that the creative process took to get to those images.
Right. I mean, in the end, the pictures do reflect my sensibility, my way of looking at the world. But at the same time, I think that aesthetic had to be renewed or reinvented for my life as it exists now. And that's sometimes there takes like some calibration to get there.
To figure that all out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, it's not as if I figured it out. I'm sort of, it's continually struggling with these issues like on a daily basis.
So does this help you figure it out?
Doing
the work.
Oh, it's the only way out. You know, I mean, I've always said that it's easier not to make work than to make work, but it doesn't get you anywhere, you know. And there's many reasons not to make work. There's more reasons not to make work than make work. And then, like I've always said, like, no matter how much sort of success you might have had or, like, or visibility, in the end, you're left with having to make another photograph or write another sentence. And for that, you're kind of stuck with yourself.
Rick Moody's new novel is Hotels of North America, came out in the fall of last year. Was that a result of working through something for yourself?
Well, I too got divorced not that long ago. In fact, there was a period where when Greg and I would get together, we would talk about our horrible personal travails a little bit. and I would say one way in which that book is reflective of a journey not dissimilar to what Greg went through is that I kind of had to reimagine how to make a novel. And I made this novel out of very short pieces of writing as opposed to a longer through narrative, because that was the best that I could do in the somewhat trying circumstances I found myself in. So I too needed to kind of come back to the form and see it from the spot that I was in, rather from the spot I was in my 30s or 40s, let's say.
The novel is about a man who writes for RateYourLodging.com and pretty much tells his life story through those reviews.
Correct.
And it's fascinating. So how did you come to that idea?
Well, my wife and I were staying in an incredibly bad hotel in Bergen, Norway. That had
always
all the
begins
problems.
In Norway, doesn't it? Yeah.
It had all the problems you can imagine, from a sort of relatively inexpensive, one step up from a hostel kind of hotel in Europe. And as we were suffering through the experience, Laurel, my wife, said to me, "We should review this hotel." And I had never thought of any such thing before. I never, to that time, had read online reviews of any kind, especially not reviews of books, for example. So I wrote a review of the hotel, and upon doing it, I thought, "Eureka, this is the form that I wanted that really suggests how life is lived now.
Rick Moody and Gregory Crutzen are guests this morning. We're talking about a conversation with Gregory Crutzen and Rick Moody, Cathedral of the Pines, taking place at the Mahewy Theater on Monday night, August 15th at 7 o'clock.
Do the two of you share your new work with one another?
We definitely talked about it, right? Because we were talking about some similarities of the intention of the two things about it at the time that we were both finishing.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so much to discuss both. I mean, there's always this, I think, interesting intersection between art and life and how they both shape each other in, I think, profound ways. And we were both at this intersection of, like, coming out of a dark place, but in finding renewed connection in our life, and both feeling also really content and happy with where we were. And I think that provided a lot of discussion about what we were doing and how we were getting there. But, like, I think that there's also always a separation between church and state in terms of, like, allowing the process. I mean, I know I tend to be very private in terms of, like, making the finished pictures, and I show very little anyone anything.
Yeah.
But I'm often kind of inspired by discussions that we've had and other friends of ours had.
That idea of finishing, of knowing when it's done, I assume that's something that you both wrestle with.
I mean, it's probably, I would say, slightly different in your medium, because I can futz around with text, you know, for all through the production process. I have frequently changed sentences the day the book is going out to the printer, whereas once Greg goes through the refinishing process with the images, they're pretty much that's it, right?
Yeah, although I do a lot of futzing myself in post-production, you know, moving one pixel, you know, to the next, and, like, and making changes that no one would ever sort of perceive.
But it's important to you.
It's important to me. And, like, I mean, I think there is that question of, like, when is a body of work complete?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's, I think, no matter what medium you're working in, it's like, when does the thing kind of take on a life of its own and reveal us like its own story and its own point of view and feel like a fully realized world? And I think that, you know, we both have sort of those similar challenges and questions.
Cathedral of the Pines was made during these productions over how long? Over,
like, 3 years. And so there were, like, three individual productions. And then in between that, a lot of, like, post-production.
In Beckett. And what was it about that area that you wanted to explore?
Well, it's an area that is very close to my heart. My family had a cabin in Beckett years and years ago. But we recounted that we had a meeting there when we were, I have a very distinct memory of Rick coming up to the cabin to talk about the Twilight essay.
Yeah.
But it's also where I go swim each day in Upper Goose Pond, and it's where I cross-country ski, and it's also where Julianne, who's my partner, grew up. So we have I have a lot of associations, psychological associations, with that place. It was time to draw on those to make those pictures, these pictures.
And there are exteriors and interiors.
That's right. So it's there are exteriors and interiors, but they're all aligned by this sort of connection to nature, which is a prominent theme that runs through the work. I'd say like nature and just wanting to make a connection in the world. And but the other theme, I would say, and I'm sure you could, 100% think you could relate to this, is a search for home. which was very much what I was going through. And like, if you look through the pictures, it wasn't conscious, but like you look through the pictures and there are a lot of like temporary homes, like shacks and outhouses. Mm-hmm. And I think that is like a prominent theme. You had that beautiful passage in your book.
Yeah, there's a passage in my novel about home also that wrestles with similar ideas, the complexity of home, the paradoxes of home, home as a place that you ineluctably return to, and mm-hmm. also a place that terrifies in some ways or makes you uncomfortable.
Those ideas of separation and isolation.
Yeah, all bound together in one spot. And it's not home if it doesn't have that right. level of complexity to it.
And it can be as scary as it is comforting.
Mm.
I think we're both interested in that dialectic, that kind of conflict between light and dark, between like comfort and unease and yeah. some sort of like, and a search for like trying to feel connected. And, you know, that like, I think that's the most, for me, the most prominent theme that runs through all of my pictures.
Do you think we know when we're connected, though?
You want to handle that one?
Maybe after the fact.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be like in reflection.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I could say when I'm making pictures and like after all the sort of kind of the chaos of making a picture with like a crew and dissipates, and there's that moment when you actually see the picture coming to life before you, and there's a certain order that's established through light and color and stillness. For me, that's a moment where I absolutely feel connected to something that's larger mm. than myself.
You'll be showing these works. It'll be a projected slideshow at the Mehewi. There'll be music along with it as well.
Right. I mean, we're going to have a conversation about the pictures, and then I thought it would be nice to show them and just allow them to exist on their own. But we're both good friends with Yola Tango. I've known Ira and Georgia since I was in a band when I was like 17. So I have this long history with them. And I've never really used my artwork for other than like on album covers or for anything, except the one sort of time I did was on Yola Tango's album that came out many years ago. And then Nothing Turns Itself Inside Out. And one of my favorite songs from that album is Night Falls on Hoboken. So we're using that song as a kind of soundtrack. And we got the original masters and Drew Brown, who's another mutual friend and a great producer and engineer, is working with that original master to recreate something new as a soundtrack.
Is it a different experience to see this work as slides projected versus seeing them in a gallery?
Yeah. I mean, the basic difference is when you see a photograph hanging on a wall, it's a physical object that has a certain authority and presence. When it's projected, it doesn't exist. You know, it's an illusion. It's a trick of light. And but that has its own sort of beauty and mystery. And for me, seeing those images projected in the Mehewi will take on another set of meanings, as that's where I sort of saw movies when I was a child. Mm-hmm. And where like Pauline Kael, the great movie critic, yeah. who's a family friend, brought us to private screenings there after hours. in fact,
we ask went more to about that, Rick, on that event, because that'll be
a
cool
story. Oh, you're
giving
me so many good questions right now. It's like my job is done.
Yes.
I'm just going to bring the recording of this interview in. We'll use that.
I want to know what movies you saw with Pauline.
Lone Kim. Highway.
Oh, really?
Her review of Blue Velvet is one of the great reviews.
Absolutely.
And, she was one of the first to herald it as an American classic, but she did not like Lone Highway and trashed that film. But she saw, we saw it with her when we were like teenagers in after hours at the Mahaley Theater.
Do you find that there well, I want to ask two questions. One is about nostalgia. Do you seem to connect with that of things in the past, in your past, and looking at things that are, there's some people who don't care about that stuff. Mm. And there's other people who have very deep meaning and it comes, it brings everything full circle. Does that help in your artistic endeavor?
Yeah, I think nostalgia is a complicated word.
Yeah,
because
that's
like strange associations, part of which I'm very interested in, because I think all photographs are somehow connected to the past and ultimately to death, I think. And so for me, nostalgia is for a longing for a past that never existed in the first place. But it's a longing for something that you sort of hope that in some way or another will help define who you think you might be. I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
We could use reminiscence.
Like nostalgia is an idealization. Yeah. And in a way, you know, what's interesting to me about you're going back and shooting in Beckett and stuff is that it's not an idealization. Mm. It's a sort of acute reckoning with the feeling of the past, in such a way as to try to avoid idealizing and to meet the feelings of that time head on with some kind of accuracy at hand, you know? So to me, that's less nostalgic than, you know, emotional, historical somehow, archaeological. Mm.
The conversation with Gregory Crutzen, Cathedral of the Pines, will take place at the Mahaley Theater August 15th at 7 o'clock with Rick Moody. You can find out more information by going to the Mahaley's website, mahaley.org, mahaley.org. And again, it's a conversation with Gregory Crutzen and Rick Moody. And there will be a projected slideshow presentation of Cathedral of the Pines. Gentlemen, thank you very much for sharing with us, and best of luck for Monday night.
It's our pleasure.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the conversation between Gregory Crutzen and Rick Moody takes place at the Mahaley Theater on August 15th at 7 o'clock, mahaley.org. You can also find a link at our website, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.